The price of petroleum-based diesel fuel has also come down quite a bit. It's now about $2.32 a gallon, which is cheaper than the prices offered by some vendors of the more eco-friendly biodiesel. Portland, Oregon-based Lovecraft Biofuel sells kits to convert diesel car engines so they can run on things like vegetable oil. Lovecraft also converts cars on site at a garage here in Los Angeles. When I spoke earlier with Lovecraft owner Tacy Webb, she told me she now has to move out of that location because of a recent downturn in business.
Our sales at retail locations for doing the actual conversions are down, but the rest of our online sales of the kit itself are still strong.
Back last summer, when gas prices were above $4 a gallon, what were you seeing in your business?
We were seeing at least one conversion a day, sometimes a couple. On the weekends, we would have a couple. Saw a lot more corporate vehicles and fleets of vehicles that were interested in converting to save on fuel costs, and a lot of families, too. Now we're seeing strong online sales, especially from the international community, but not people coming in to convert their vehicles like they used to. I'd say our sales are, you know, now at about a couple conversions a week, maybe three conversions a week, which is still great for us so long as we can focus on just selling our components online.
Have you been able to tell which customers are sticking with it with biodiesel and which might be going back to petrodiesel?
Well, I mean, I would say that our, you know, probably more environmentally minded customers are going to stay with waste, running cars on waste oil, on straight vegetable oil, and on biodiesel. There's definitely a factor and a component where people want to run on a cheaper fuel source, and that customer is dwindling. For me, when someone converts their vehicle to run on alternative fuel sources, what it's really about is just truly being empowered to be independent of these drastic market fluctuations, because obviously prices will go up again. And I think that long term, doing something that's better for the environment, not supporting foreign oil, is the best choice that people can make.
Tacy Webb owns Lovecraft Biofuels. Thank you, Tacy.
Thank you.